Hey, it's Michael from the Digital Project Manager, and welcome to today's Member Spotlight. We've managed to string together the baddest collection of project managers who are out there creating change and challenging the paradigms that exist in our projects today. These people are so cool and so forward-thinking that I felt obligated to share some of their insights, thoughts, and experiences with you. Today, we're speaking with DPM expert and longtime community member, Patrice Embry. Patrice has been involved with the DPM for over 10 years and is an absolute joy of a human being. She brings thought-provoking discussion, invaluable advice, and almost enough pictures of her cats to the conversation. We are, as I mentioned before, as we were getting ready, trying out a new system where we grab some of the people from our community and learn more about them, because we have conversations in there every day about the things that we're working on, challenges we're facing, maybe some new things that we've learned, but we don't really get to know much more about people's backgrounds or where they've come from or what they've learned along the way. So this is an opportunity to do that. And today we're just going to chat about you and how community has impacted your career, which I know will be super interesting. But I'd love if you could give us a quick kind of who are you, where are you maybe, and what do you do?
I'm a freelance project manager. I've been in digital project management for 23 years. It's a long, long time. Yeah. I'm outside of Philadelphia, and I've been a member of your community for a really, really long time, like from pretty much the get-go. So I've been around for a while.
Other than our community, other than the DPM, are you involved in any other communities, whether that's for project management or networking or whatever else you could think of?
Yes, I am. I'm a member of the Bureau of Digital, which is a pretty big community of folks. They have like a one specific section for digital project managers, but I kind of span the whole thing. That's owners and operations and designers and all kinds of folks. And I do a lot of networking there. I get a lot of leads there. I haven't been as great at it this year, but I try very hard to find as many job opportunities as possible from there and post them in a LinkedIn group that I run, just because, you know, people have helped me find gigs and jobs before and I want to kind of pay it forward. So I participate there. I was participating in like a freelancer only group for a little while, but there's a lot of community stuff going on. So I had to cull it down a little bit. But that was nice just because I got a chance to talk to other freelancers about what their issues were. And I'm going to try to take that information and experience that I have from there and bring it to the freelance channel here at Digital Project Manager. So hopefully, you know, that's helpful, because I really do believe in freelancing for folks if they feel like it's a viable option and I want to help other people, because like I said, people help me. One of the other communities I participated in until the whole company kind of shut down was Super Friendly, which is a company that does design systems. And in that community, I got to meet a lot of super cool people. You know, I'm just chatting with people and they're like, yeah, you know, I worked on that. Like, I was the designer for that app, like huge app. Where I'm like, oh my God, like, I can't even believe that I'm talking to folks that have worked on those things. So that was really cool and opportunity for me to get to know some, you know, fairly heavy hitters and stuff in that community. And that's been really helpful too, as I have tried to find other freelance clients and stuff, because people do think of me when they think of freelance project managers, because I am vocal everywhere all the time, in my car, in this house, on Slack channels, like wherever it is, everybody can hear me all the time. I don't really shut up. So I really enjoy community. I feel like for me, because I work remotely, it's my, you know, I'm not going to the, you know, kitchen to microwave my fish. Like, I'm not going to the water cooler to discuss shows. So this is my way of being able to connect with people outside of this little sphere that I have here at home.
Yeah. A couple of things. I mean, first, I love the moments where you come into a community and you, like you said, you find people who have taken, you know, a huge role in some massive projects. They built some big app or they managed some massive event that you maybe were a part of at some point. And you realize, oh, I could just be in this community and talk to this person directly and ask them questions about it. Like, that's such a cool opportunity.
And they're just people. And you're like, oh my God, you're just the person like me.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you've accidentally walked into somebody else's, you know, video background and stuff before, like everybody else.
Exactly. So that's amazing. And then I definitely hear you on the idea of like calling back your communities though, because I mean, I know that you shared your Slack ribbon before of all the different channels you're in. And I feel like I went through a little bit of a phase where I just wanted to join all of the communities and find all of the insight, but you really need to kind of be a little bit more specific about it and intentional about which communities you're in and where you're spending your time.
Yeah, absolutely. I did. I had 26 at one time, but now I'm still in them technically, but I've signed out of all but like 8. So really kind of culling it down and trying to, focus, a little bit more in my day.
I know you mentioned a little bit about kind of why you're participating. You mentioned, networking is a big one. Also, sharing those jobs out that you come across. I guess, what are the kind of the biggest reasons or that you have for regularly and actively participating in some of those communities that you're into?
Even before I was a freelancer, I was a contributor just because, most of the places I've worked, I've been the only project manager or one of like a small, number. So it was always helpful for me to get insight from other people, other project managers, because I didn't really have that in my job. But especially as I went freelance, I don't say this to like, it sounds weird. I'm not being self-serving. And it's not the primary reason why I'm involved in communities. I'm involved in them just because I'm a social person, but an introvert. So like online communities are perfect for me because I can like turn away if I need to or whatever. It's not someone standing in front of me, which is really helpful for me. But I do get a lot of business from communities. So it kind of, helps me with my livelihood. But I would say the bigger reason for me is that I do like to pay things forward. I wouldn't have gotten where I am without a few, key people. And, I like to mentor and stuff just because it makes me feel good. I was helping someone the other day with, she was, getting ready to go on a job interview. And I was giving her some of the things that, I think are important with interviewing and, making sure that it's a two-way street and you're not just sitting there trying to be their perfect candidate, but you're interviewing them as well. And, this person got back to me and she was like, I did everything that you said and it went really well. And the interviewers told me afterwards that they haven't seen people be so prepared with like questions for them. And so that kind of stuff kind of keeps me going because, as a freelancer, I'm not getting like a performance review because I'm not an employee. So I'm not always getting like the feedback that you would normally get as a full-time person. So I like getting that feedback from the community and just being a part of something is really important to me.
That's super cool. I love that. Yeah, you're kind of using the community as a feedback loop for yourself to kind of see if your actions and your ideas are actually resonating with people. That's really neat. Yeah. And that's so cool that the person was able to get back to you and see that the interview went really well. That's cool.
She got the job. Yes. So exciting.
You also mentioned as well that there were some key people that maybe you met through a community that, helped you get to where you are and maybe you wouldn't have been in the same position you are without having been in that community. Are you able to expand a little bit more on that?
Yeah. I mean, besides you. Well, meeting Ben, who runs Black and White Zebra, meeting him was really helpful for me because that was the first larger community that I joint was the one that preceded the one that you're overseeing now. And so meeting him, and it's where I did most of my early writing. It's where I did most of my early webinars. He gave me a really nice platform that gave me a lot of confidence to kind of, raise my voice in some other places that I was. But I would say the person who helped me the most is Rachel Gertz from Louder Than 10. And she basically took me under her wing when I very first started like learning that there was a whole community of folks, digital project managers all over the place that were kind of getting together and forming communities because at the time it was an emerging job. And so, having someone to take you and, show you around and let you meet different people was really, really helpful for me. And it's one of the reasons why I do like to talk to so many folks and introduce as many people to each other as possible, because that's what really got me to where I am. And I have never been, knock on wood, I've never been happier in my career than I am right now. And I want that for everybody. So whatever I can do to make that happen, it's important to me to, bring that to other people.
That's amazing. Yeah, I love that. Some people just take you under your wing. And I mean, it shows that you have been somebody who is very aware of that. And you kind of talked about how you're doing that for other people as well, or offering to do that for other people as well, which is super cool. And I know that, I've seen firsthand people who've joined our community and said, oh, I'm here because Patrice talks about freelancing. She taught me so much by just watching her videos and stuff. So
that's good to hear. Aww.
Yeah. And then I guess a final question I'd love to hear from you is, you mentioned that there were some people who've been very influential and helped you out a lot. Is there any one person who's just like somebody who maybe you never thought you'd meet in a community, or somebody who you met and just thought they're the coolest person in the world? That's not me. I'm really myself.
Well, how do you know it's not you? I mean, you don't know how I feel. Maybe it is. I've met so many people that I can't think of like one person that sticks out. I think it's the sheer number of people that I've met is actually the bigger deal to me, because I do wind up, you know, coming across people in different areas where they're like, I know you. And I might not always remember them, but I love the fact that people remember me. I'm terrible with names and, you know, remembering stuff. And my husband can attest to that, because I've forgotten almost, we're married almost 10 years and I've forgotten maybe 8 of our anniversaries out of that 10 years. So, you know, I'm not great with that stuff. So I love it when people say they know me. That's fantastic. But I wouldn't say that there's necessarily one person that jumps in my head, but it's just the fact that I've met so many people. And I might see them in one place and see them somewhere else, and their name pops up over here. And, you know, I get a new freelance client and they're already there. Or, you know, it's just really nice to know as many people as I do. I feel like that's the thing that's bigger to me than meeting any one person.
Have you been able to get together with anybody outside of your online communities?
I have, yeah. There's someone that I work with, Natalie Temcha. She's in community as well. And Natalie has lived all over the place, but when she'd been, I think she's back in upstate New York. But when she was in upstate New York, I had taken my daughter on a road trip to Montreal to visit those weird Canadians up there. And on our way back, we swung through like her area and we met for lunch. And it was amazing to see her. I've seen lots of people before at like conferences and things that are specifically for project managers. So I had met her before in person, met a bunch of people before in person. But having like non-PM or not at an event type interaction with her was really, really cool for me. So I love that kind of thing. I also happen to be in the same city as a couple of other folks that are, you know, fairly influential in the project management world, like Brett Harned, who actually wrote a book about project management. And he's become a friend of mine too. That's been a really huge thing for me, is just getting to know some of the folks that are in my immediate area too. So we do have a meetup in Philadelphia. It's kind of gone by the wayside since the pandemic, but we're trying to kind of kick it back into gear, but it's hard. Like, I don't even like leaving my house anymore. Like, for 2 years not having left the house, I was in heaven. So I have to kind of even get myself ready to go out and see other people again. But yeah, I mean, I just feel like I've met a lot of cool people along the way. And when I get to see them outside of, you know, the project management world, it's even more fun. We're really amazing people, all of us. So,
oh yeah,
it's cool to hang out with any of us.
I haven't met a project manager that I did not like. Well, thanks so much for your time, Patrice. And we'll chat again in Slack.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks so much. We'll see you later. Thanks for tuning in to our member spotlight with Patrice Embry. She has so much more insight to share with you. So if you'd like to come chat with us in the Slack channel, we'd love to have you. You can learn more about it on our website, thedigitalprojectmanager.com/membership. We'd love to see you there. And until then, we'll see you on the next one.